On Friday, April 28th, Sandra Rosa was able to see again.
星期五，4月28号呢，这个 Rosa 能够再一次嘅睇见。
For the past year, this 43-year-old woman sat in darkness.
咁啊，喺过去一整年，呢一位43岁嘅女士啊，系黑眼睇唔见嘢，喺漆黑当中。
Since 2016, she has been without the ability to see when diabetes robbed her of her eyesight 2 weeks after it robbed her of her right leg.
咁啊，自从2016年开始呢，咁佢就唔能够睇嘢，因住糖尿病嘅缘故，糖尿病唔单止令到佢眼盲，亦都系令佢失去右脚。Doctors
told her nothing could be done.
咁啊，医生同佢讲冇任何嘅事情能够帮到佢。
But Dr. Genady Landa was willing to try to correct her degenerative blindness.
咁啊，但系其中有一个嘅医生愿意嚟到去尝试帮助佢嚟到去矫正佢嘅视力。
When asked on a scale of 1 to 10, how severe was her condition, he answered, "I would say 11."
咁啊，当呢个医生被问到啊呢个女士嘅情况系有几严重嘅时候，一到10，咁啊呢个医生回答系11。
5 surgeries later, Sandra has her sight back.
咁啊，经过5次嘅手术之后，呢一位嘅女士能够再一次嘅重见光明。
Losing your sight or becoming blind due to diabetes is pretty rough.
咁啊，当因着糖尿病而失去视力嘅时候，系一个好困难嘅情况，好难，唔容易。
But even worse would be a situation where you're blind, but you still think you can see.
但系更加严重嘅情况就系，当你其实系盲咗啦，但你以为你自己能够系睇见。
It'd be worse to be unable to recognize your own blindness.
咁啊，好啊嘅情况好严重，就系你唔能够睇到啊，见啊知道自己系睇唔到嘢。
For Rosa, she knew what it was like to have her sight and then lose it.
咁啊，对于呢位女士嚟讲，佢好清楚嘅分辨得到佢几时系能够睇得见，几时系盲眼。
She didn't give up even when many doctors told her it was impossible for her to see again.
咁啊，佢一直都冇放弃，虽然经历过好多嘅医生话佢系冇可能再嚟到去睇得见嘢。But
imagine if Rosa became blind and didn't realize it.
但我哋可以尝试嚟到谂一下，当呢位嘅女士佢啊盲咗眼，但系佢唔知道。Would
she have sought treatment?
咁啊，即系当佢自己系事实系盲眼，但系佢自己又唔知道嘅时候，佢会唔会寻求医治？
Would she be able to see again as she can today?
咁啊，佢会唔会能够再一次嘅睇见，好似而家佢能够做到嘅？
Becoming blind is bad enough, but becoming blind and not knowing it is even worse.
咁啊，黑眼变成黑眼睇唔到嘢系好严重嘅事情，但系更加坏嘅就系当我哋黑眼，而我哋又唔知道我哋系黑眼。
Unfortunately, that's the problem with some of us today.
咁样，但系嗰个现实嘅情况就系我哋系咁样嘅情形底下。We
could be spiritually blind and not even know it.
我哋有可能系属灵瞎眼，但系我哋唔知道。This
was certainly the case for some of the religious leaders in Jesus' day.
咁啊，响啊耶稣个年代有好多嘅宗教领袖就系咁嘅情况。
In our passage this morning, Jesus is speaking in judgment against the Pharisees.
咁啊，喺耶稣个年代，佢哋耶稣嚟到去不断嘅审判呢啲嘅法利赛人。
They were blind spiritually, and they didn't know it.
因为呢啲嘅法利赛人，佢哋属灵上边系眼瞎，但系佢哋唔知道。
Our passage this morning is Matthew chapter 23, verses 16 to 28.
咁啊，我哋头先所读嘅经文系马太福音嘅23章16到28节。
And in this chapter, Jesus lambasts the Pharisees.
咁啊，喺呢一章嘅经文入边，耶稣毫无客气地嚟到去指责呢啲嘅以色列人，呢啲嘅法利赛人。He
criticizes their religious hypocrisy.
咁耶稣批评佢哋即系宗教呢种嘅虚假。And
he uses satire to point out the folly and vice of the Pharisees.
佢系好严重嚟到去警告佢哋嘅情况。
So hopefully you turn your Bibles.
咁啊，请大家打开圣经。
So that you can see three ways where Jesus shows us that we might be blind.
咁啊，我哋可以喺呢一段嘅经文入边嚟到学习睇见，喺三方面佢哋呢啲嘅宗教领袖系属灵瞎眼。
We will also see that we need to avoid blindness in these areas ourselves because we could be blind as well.
咁我哋亦都學習嚟到去嘗試逃脫呢啲嘅數靈瞎眼，因為好有可能我哋亦都係會響呢啲嘅三方面都係有同樣睇唔見嘅地方。
But praise God, Jesus helps us to see.
但係我哋感謝神，耶穌嚟到去幫助我哋，能夠睇見我哋屬靈盲點嘅地方。
In verses 16 to 22, Jesus helps us to see that we can be blind in how we speak.
咁啊，喺16節到22節啊，耶穌幫助我哋睇見，我哋好有可能係喺我哋説話上邊係好有盲點。
For the Pharisees, the problem they had was in their use of oaths.
咁啊，對於嗰啲法利賽人嚟講，喺講説話上邊嘅盲點就係佢哋嘅發誓。
And the reason that people swore oaths then was to prove their sincerity.
咁啊，喺以前啊，即系人发誓嘅原因就系要嚟到去表达佢哋嗰个嘅真诚。
In other words, if I swear an oath, I really mean it.
当即系咁，亦都即系话，当我发誓嘅时候，我真系好真实嘅要嚟到去做呢样嘅嘢，或者系戒呢样嘅嘢。
But the Pharisees set out to determine which oath counted and which didn't.
但係呢啲嘅法利賽人、宗教領袖，佢哋嚟到去設一啲嘅例，嚟到去保障邊啲嘅法誓先至係算數，邊啲係唔算數。
For example, if you swear by the temple, it doesn't count. But if you swear by the gold of the temple, that counts.
咁啊，可以例如即係聖經所講，就係話，如果你對住聖殿發誓嘅時候咧，就係唔算數嘅；但係你對住聖殿入邊嘅黃金發誓嘅時候咧，就算數。
And they made these distinctions to avoid using God's name in vain.
咁啊，佢哋咁樣嘅分別咧，就係驚得罪神。
But doing so, they gave a false interpretation or exposition of the law.
但係佢哋咁樣做嘅時候，其實正正就係佢哋錯誤嘅解釋咗神嘅律法。
Jesus helps them to see how they missed the point.
咁耶穌嚟到去指正，指出佢哋係點樣樣嘅睇唔見。
Think about it.
我哋可以嘗試諗一諗。
What makes the gold or sacrifice or the throne in heaven special?
咁啊，到底乜嘢令到所獻嘅黃金、所獻嘅祭物，或者係喺天堂與別不同？
Gold is made special by the temple which God inhabits.
咁啊，呢啲嘅黃金咧係因著聖殿嘅緣故，聖殿就係神所居住嘅地方。
Sacrifice is made special by the altar which is devoted to God.
咁啊，呢啲嘅獻祭亦都與別不同，就係因為係獻喺壇上嚟到去俾個神。
And the throne of God is made special by the one who inhabits him.
咁啊，喺天堂或者係天上嘅寶座係與別不同，因為神坐在其上。
God is the one who makes heaven heavenly.
咁啊，係神佢自己令到地方變成天堂。
So no matter what they swore by, the gold, the sacrifice, or heaven, they swore by God. They called him to witness.
咁啊，無論佢哋係指著啲乜嘢嚟到去發誓，但其實佢哋都係喺神嘅面前發誓。
And there were multiple problems with these oaths.
但係有好，即係其實呢啲法利賽人佢哋嘅發誓好多方面嘅問題。
So the first problem is that if you make an oath, God is the witness no matter who or what you swear by.
咁第一，如果你發誓嘅時候，其實神就係嗰個嘅見證人，無論你係指著乜嘢嘅物件，或者人嚟到去發誓。
Second, you dishonor God's name when you swear an oath and you don't do it.
咁啊，即係你發咗誓之後又唔做咧，咁其實你係嚟到去侮辱咗神嘅名。
Third, you devalue your own words when you swear an oath in order to be considered trustworthy.
咁喺第三方面咧，當你發誓又唔做嘅時候，咁其實你係令到你自己嘅聲譽係受損。
Jesus helps them to see that making oaths is destructive if they're simply made to prove their sincerity.
咁耶穌幫助佢哋睇見嚟到去發誓咧，係冇乜見，係好有破壞性嘅。如果佢哋只係嚟到去要表達佢哋自己嘅真誠。
In fact, in the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus speaks about oaths.
咁啊，喺即係登山部分上邊，耶穌有教導關於發誓嘅事情。
Jesus shows that they are self-defeating.
咁啊，耶稣话呢个系完全冇任何意义嘅。
A simple yes or no is good enough。
咁啊，单单话系嘅时候话系，唔系嘅时候话唔系，就已经足够。
And we might think that this doesn't really apply to us or our culture。
咁或者我哋会谂啊，发誓呢样嘅嘢对我哋而家呢个环境或者我哋文化唔系好相关。
But we do the same thing, we just use different words。
其实我哋都系做相同嘅嘢，只不过系用唔同嘅字眼。
They swore oaths。
佢哋发誓。
And people in our culture, they simply swear。
咁啊，我即系喺我哋嘅环境，喺我哋嘅文化入边，我哋就系嚟到去即系随便嘅就话点样样咁样。
Think about it. Why do people use profanity?
咁啊，点解有啲人系讲一啲好侮辱性嘅说话呢？
Is it not for emphasis? Is it not to prove sincerity?
咁啊，有时其实就系要表达佢哋嗰个嘅重点，或者系佢哋自己啊心底嘅一啲嘅真诚。
As one study in the Social Psychological and Personality Science Journal says,
咁啊，喺一个嘅调查入边，
profanity can be positively associated with honesty. It's often used to express one's unfiltered feelings like anger, frustration, and sincerity.
咁原来呢啲系好侮辱性嘅说话都可以系同一个人嗰个嘅真诚系有关系嘅，因为好多嘅时候呢啲啊侮辱性或者系粗口嘅说话。就是表达了一个人没掩饰的感受。
And if you've heard politicians recently, as Scott Simon of NPR has pointed out, politicians have begun to swear at rallies and interviews, seemingly as a show of their sincerity.
咁啊，如果我哋最近有留意一啲政治人物或者一啲政治选举嘅聚会嘅时候，我哋睇见就好越嚟越多呢啲嘅政治人物，佢哋发誓响唔同嘅场合入边嚟到去表达。
They hope that using profanity will make them look knowing or candid or cool.
咁啊，透过呢啲嘅行为嚟到去表达佢哋嗰种嘅真诚，佢哋嗰种嘅认识，佢哋嗰种嘅决心。
And if I were to listen to how you speak at home or at work, would I hear you using profanity? Even though I don't understand Cantonese.
咁啊，如果我系响跟住你嚟到去听你讲嘢，响学校边，响工作或者响屋企嘅时候，一啲咩嘅言语你会讲嚟到去表达你嘅真诚
？And why would you use it if only to prove your sincerity？
点解你用一啲语别不同或者系有一啲比较系粗俗嘅说话嚟到去表达你自己嘅真诚
？Jesus helps us to see our blindness in how we speak。
咁啊，耶稣帮助我哋睇见我哋响说话上边嘅一啲嘅盲点。
Using profanity reveals our ignorance。
咁好多时候用呢啲低俗嘅说话嚟到去表达我哋嘅真诚同埋决心咧，其实系一种嘅无知。
There is no need for Christians to use filthy language because it does not prove sincerity。
咁其实作为一个基督徒咧，唔需要透过一啲污秽嘅说话嚟到去。表明任何嘅嘢，因为污秽嘅说话唔能够表明我哋嘅真诚。
In fact, if you use swearing, you devalue your own worth.
咁啊，如果你系发誓嘅时候又做唔到咧，咁其实你系会嚟到去减低你可信任嘅程度。
You show yourself to be untrustworthy.
咁你系唔值得相信嘅一个嘅人。
You prove that you're a liar.
咁甚至乎你会更加证明，因着你发誓要做嘢做唔到嘅时候，你系成为一个说谎嘅人。
Especially if you use swearing to say I bleeping mean it.
咁尤其是当你发誓话你系好真诚嘅要表达或者嚟嗰个嘅决心。
Because that just means that other times you really don't.
咁亦都即系话有啲嘅。当你唔发誓嘅时候，咁系咪讲紧你其他嘅时间系唔真诚啊，同埋冇决心？
So for us Christians, we need to stop swearing.
咁所以作为基督徒，我哋唔应该发誓。
Let no corrupting talk come out of your mouth.
咁即系唔好让一啲冇建设性嘅说话响我哋嘅口出嚟。
But we need to do more.
但系我哋需要做更加多，除咗呢样嘢之外。
We need to keep our word.
我哋亦都需要嚟到去实现我哋所讲嘅说话。
One reason that people feel it's necessary to swear is that they do not do what they say they will do。
咁咧，其中一个原因啲人觉得需要嚟到去发誓，就系因为 很多的时候他们所讲的他们并没有做到。
We humans are unreliable.
咁其实我哋都知道，我哋作为一个嘅人咧，我哋系唔系咁可靠嘅。
So we swear to prove that we mean what we say.
咁啊，所以我哋透过发誓嚟到去啊证明我哋系可靠嘅，我哋会做我哋所应承嘅嘢。
But that's unnecessary.
但其实系冇必要嘅。
We simply need to be people who do what we say we'll do.
咁我哋净系单纯嘅嚟到去学习成为一个。里外合一嘅人，即系意思系话，我哋会做我哋所讲嘅说话。
The reason, as one commentator points out, is that the whole of Christian speech takes place in the presence of the all-knowing God.
咁其实有一个学者佢咁样讲，基督徒嘅每一句嘅说话都系喺神面前所讲嘅。
Each of our words is to be nothing but truth, so that none of it needs to be confirmed by an oath or by profanity.
咁所以我哋每一个嘅字都除咗系真实嘅事情之外，其他都唔需要嚟到特别嘅证明。
And if this area of blindness applies to you, may God, may Jesus grant you sight in this area of blindness.
即系如果你系有说话方面嘅盲点嘅话，咁愿神愿耶稣嚟到去帮助你，让你有能够系睇得见你自己呢一方面嘅盲点。
The second area of blindness that Jesus points out is in their giving.
咁啊，第二个嘅盲点，耶稣指出嚟关于法利赛人嘅就系佢哋奉献方面。
They were blind to why they gave.
佢哋其实睇唔到佢哋点解要奉献。
Look at verses 23 and 24.
咁啊，23节、24节。
The Pharisees were scrupulous, meaning they paid great attention to detail to avoid doing what's wrong.
咁啊！呢啲法利赛人，佢哋又好执着呢啲嘅细节，佢哋好注意嚟到去唔做错事情。
In their intense focus on trying to do what's right, they actually did what was wrong.
就系因着佢哋太专注喺呢度嚟到去尝试做啱嘅事情，偏偏佢哋所做嘅就系错误嘅事。
Let me explain.
咁啊，等我嚟到解释。
The command in the Old Testament to tithe.Was related to grains and wine and oil.
咁啊，响旧约嗰个嘅诫命十一奉献系同嗰个食物酒同埋油有关。
They were told to give 10% of those things, but no mention is made of spices.
但系即系佢哋要嚟到去被分神吩咐佢哋要嚟到去做十一嘅奉献，但系唔系响嗰啲香料方面。
But they made sure that they tithe even the small stuff so that they could keep the tithe.
咁啊，佢哋嚟到去尝试尽力嘅嚟到去奉献，即系响呢啲细小嘅事情上边，因而佢哋能够系遵行呢一个十一奉献嘅命令。
But in their extreme attention to the tithe, they became so myopic that they missed the point of giving entirely.
因着佢哋太专注响呢个十一奉献嘅事情，或者嗰啲嘅。细致嘅地方上边，因而佢哋近视，佢哋睇唔见点解佢哋要嚟到去奉献俾神。
They became blind to why they give.
佢哋睇唔到佢哋要俾要奉献嘅原因。
And Jesus, echoing Micah 6:8, tells them to pursue justice, mercy, and faithfulness without neglecting the tithe.
咁啊，耶稣嚟做一次嘅提醒，即系透过先知书尼迦书嘅六章八节嚟到话俾。这些法利赛人听他们需要来到去寻求公义怜悯和信实。
Jesus uses a vivid metaphor to describe the problem, saying they strain the gnat, but they swallow the camel.
耶稣用一个很有图像、很有图片的一个比喻来到去形容这些法利赛人的问题。他们来到去累出这个蒙虫，但是他们来到去吞咗一隻嘅骆驼。
If Jesus were to use this metaphor in our culture today, he might say something like,
如果耶稣今日同我哋讲嘅话，佢所俾嘅比喻就会系
，You wipe the seat clean, but you drink from the toilet bowl。
咁啊，你会每一次坐低之前都抹净抹干净你张凳，但或者你饮水嘅地方系喺个厕所兜嗰度。
You focus so much on the small stuff that you miss the most important things.
咁啊，你因着太在意嗰啲嘅细节而系忘记咗嗰啲重要嘅嘢。
Think about it. Why do people give? What is the purpose of giving?
咁啊，點解啊弟兄姊妹會奉獻，或者係會啊人會俾嘢人哋？你目的係乜嘢？
Giving benefits other people.
即係奉獻或者係付出，係嚟到去啊祝福他人。
Giving requires that someone else receives the gift.
因為呢個奉獻或者係付出需要有啊對方嚟到去接納。
So the purpose of the tithe was for the benefit of others.
所以呢個十一奉獻嘅目的啊，嗰個最終係嚟到去啊祝福他人。
Is this not what Jesus refers to when he says that they need to do justice and mercy?
咁啊，其實同樣嘅道理啊，耶穌嚟到去話佢哋需要行啊公義嚟好憐憫。
Exercising justice and mercy is an exercise of fairness and helpfulness with respect to other people.
因為追求公義嚟好憐憫，就係其實嚟到運用一啲嘅公平啊公正，因著我哋尊重我哋嘅鄰舍。
And do you remember what Pastor Raymond shared last week?
咁啊，李牧師上個星期對我哋所講嘅説話。
Why give a tithe of your first fruits?
點解要啊喺我哋啊所收入入邊啊首先十一奉獻?
Tithing first fruits is an act of trust.
因為首先將我哋嘅收入啊嚟到去做奉獻，十一奉獻係啊信任嘅表現，信心嘅表現。
When you give the first of your crops, there's no guaranteed a second or third.
因為好多嘅時候，當我哋先嚟到去撥出奉獻俾神嘅時候，我哋唔知道後邊我哋夠唔夠。
Giving a tithe of your income does not guarantee future income.
因為我哋知道，即係透過啊收入嘅十一奉獻嘅時候，我哋亦都唔能夠保證我哋將來係有同樣嘅奉獻。
Instead, you give because you trust God to provide.
但係深信就係我哋俾嘅時候，因著我哋相信神繼續嘅供應我哋嘅需要。
You give because God has been faithful so that you can be faithful to Him.
咁啊，我哋嚟到去奉獻，因著神一路都好啊，忠心嚟供應，好信實嘅供應我哋嘅需要，所以我哋亦都能夠係信實於神嚟到去奉獻。
And tithing was a problem for them because they tithe but missed the reasons why they were to give, namely to benefit others and to trust God.
對於法利賽人嚟講，十一奉獻係佢哋做錯咗，就係啊，佢哋唔知道嗰個嘅原因。
But tithing is a problem for us for different reasons.
但係其實十一奉獻對我哋嚟講，亦都有同樣嘅問題，只不過係唔同嘅原因。
The main problem is that most people in our church don't tithe.
其中一個最大嘅原因，其實喺我哋教會入邊啊，有相當一部分嘅啊基督徒係冇做任何嘅十一奉獻。
Most of us do not give 10% of our income for the benefit of the church.
咁係啊，我哋好多嘅人啊有翻教會，但係我哋冇嚟到去十一奉獻俾教會。
No, I know. Some people ask if tithing something Christians still really need to do.
咁啊，我都明白，有一啲嘅人都會問點解十一奉獻喺教會入邊仲需要做。
But we can see from this passage that Jesus clearly affirmed that you should give at least a tithe. And then give more, doing justice and mercy.
咁啊，但系我哋喺呢段嘅经文入边，我哋见到耶稣佢肯定啊十一奉献啊嘅需要，而且佢更加肯定我哋唔单单只要做十一奉献，我哋更加需要嚟到去追求公平啊好怜悯。But
most of us don't even tithe.
但系我哋连最基本嘅十一奉献或者我哋都冇做。Now
to be clear, when I talk about giving. Chen's pockets are not going to get lined with cash.
咁啊，所以要嚟到去釐清嘅。當啊維納丹牧師講呢個十一奉獻嘅時候，我哋兩個嘅銀包唔會特別多啲嘅。
I'm not encouraging you to give so the pastors get richer.
咁啊，我唔係嚟到鼓勵你啊對教會十一奉獻，因而我哋嘅收入更加多。
I'm encouraging you to give a tithe so that others benefit.
我鼓勵你哋嚟到去十一奉獻。
Because, like, I'm not paid by commission.
咁啊，我即係我講呢啲嘅説話，做呢啲鼓勵咧，唔會有額外嘅收入。
But think about it.
但係我哋嘗試諗一諗。
If we don't even give a tithe, Can we say that we do the more difficult, weightier matters of the law, doing justice and mercy?
但我哋可以好清谂一谂，就系话，如果我哋十一奉献都做唔到嘅时候，我哋点样样嚟到去更加啊追求公义啊，更加好怜悯
？How can you claim to do the greater, which is justice and mercy, when you don't even do the lesser, which is tithing?
因为我哋知道追求公义、好怜悯系更加困难嘅事情，我哋点能够讲啊？我哋会啊按照神嘅教导追求公义、好怜悯，而我哋又唔做十一奉献？
But we also have another problem with tithing.
咁我哋有另外一个问题关于十一奉献嘅。
And based on the giving over the past 2 years, it appears that some people think that tithing is covered by pledging.
咁啊，睇见响过去两年嘅奉献啊，我哋当中有弟兄姊妹啊认为啊呢一个嘅啊建筑嘅重建嘅认信系啊十一奉献嘅一部分。
Perhaps you thought I can tithe by pledging.
咁啊，或者你会谂哦，我已经系做咗呢个嘅应献。
I can give to the church ministry, and I can give to the church building, and combined, I give close to 10%, or at least more than I used to.
咁其实啊，十一嘅奉献又或者系呢个应献啊，即系教会重建嘅应献，应该我摆埋一齐，都已经系啊占咗我收入嘅十分之一。
But to be clear, pledging goes above and beyond the tithe.
但系其实需要嚟到去厘清嘅一样嘢，当我哋应献嘅时候，呢应献嘅呢一样嘢唔应该系喺我哋嘅十分之一之内。
A tithe is given to the church to support the ministry of the church。
咁所以奉献系嚟到去啊支持教会嘅事工。
Tithing funds the activities which we do which benefit others, included but not limited to the local community and the world.
咁啊，我哋十一奉献啊，俾教会嘅时候，教会啊做一啲唔同嘅事情嚟到去祝福我哋呢附近唔同嘅社区。
Pledging for the building project is not tithing。
咁啊，如果从呢个角度嚟到去出发嘅时候，应呢个重建嘅应献并唔系十分之一入边嘅一部分。
It is an offering。
系一个嘅奉献。
It is a gift that's given above and beyond the tithe to support a special project or special event or special activity.
是一份的礼物来到在十一奉献之外的来到支持教会那个重建的事情。
So keep those separate. It is tithe and pledge, not tithe through pledging.
那么是两样的事。
A couple more points on this issue.
那么还有其他几方面一些的问题。
There are a lot of reasons why we don't tithe.
好多原因点解我哋冇做十一奉献。
But one main reason is that we rationalize away our responsibility as Christians to tithe.
好多时候我哋啊，即系理直气壮嘅认为啊，基督徒唔需要嚟到去做十一奉献。
We may even ask the question or think, "What will I get out of this?"
咁啊，我哋会谂啊，到底我奉献十一奉献我有咩益处？
But if you think that, you're thinking the exact same way as the Pharisees.
但如果你系咁样谂嘅时候，你同呢啲法利赛人其实嘅谂法系一致嘅。
The reason we give is not to benefit ourselves.
因为我哋知道我哋付出、我哋奉献嗰个嘅原因唔系嚟到去祝福我哋自己。
We give to benefit others.
我哋奉献系要嚟到去祝福他人。
Okay, or maybe.You think, or we think, if I give to the church, those church leaders will just waste my money.
咁或者你有另外一方面，你会谂哦，我奉献十一奉献嘅时候，呢啲教会嘅领袖佢哋会唔会浪，即系唔识得运用我哋嘅金钱
？But in reality, as a Christian, it's not your money.
咁啊，喺现实嚟讲，作为一个基督徒，我哋相信钱并唔系我哋嘅。
It's been given to you by God freely. You've received freely. You can give.
咁系神所祝福你嘅。
Also, this shows a lack of trust in God, as if God cannot work through church leaders to do what's right.
咁啊，同埋另外一方面，即系表明我哋唔相信神，唔相信神俾教会嘅领袖有足够嘅智慧嚟到去做啱嘅事情。
I'll be the first to admit that I'm a sinner.
我系第一个嚟到去承认我系一个嘅罪人。
But I also want to let you know that God works through sinners.
咁我哋都向你保证，神透过罪人嚟到去作大大嘅功。
Other of us don't tithe because we don't feel like we have a whole lot to give.
咁樣另外一方面，有時我哋冇十一奉獻，就係覺得我哋冇好多嘅錢嚟到去做奉獻。
But Jesus doesn't expect us to give only when we have a lot to give.
但係耶穌佢冇唔係期待當我哋好有錢嘅時候，佢先期待我哋十一奉獻。
We give from what we receive.
咁我哋只係嚟到去奉獻我哋所從佢所領受嘅。
We give based on what we have.
咁啊，我哋奉献根据我哋自己所拥有嘅。
Even if what we received is just a couple of dollars.
即就算系几蚊鸡。
And so, how does Jesus help us with this area of blindness?
咁啊，耶稣佢点样帮助我哋响啊奉献呢方面睇清
？Jesus shows us that we need to check our hearts to consider what kind of reasons we use when we give.
咁啊，耶稣话俾我哋听，我哋需要嚟到去啊反思内心有一个嘅反思。
We also need to ask, what kind of self-justifications are we using when we don't give?
咁啊，亦都系嚟到去谂嘅。当我哋唔十一奉献嘅时候，我哋嗰个理直气壮嘅理由系乜嘢
？What kind of rationale are we using when we fail to tithe?
当我哋唔能够十一奉献嘅时候，系乜嘢支持我哋咁样做
？The reason I ask is because of what Jesus affirms here.
咁啊！我问系因为耶稣喺呢度做嘅肯定。
Give to benefit others。
奉献系嚟到去祝福他人。
Give out of your trust in God。
奉献系因为我哋相信神嘅供应。
Jesus corrects our blindness here by showing us that we need to give a tithe of our income because that is the bare minimum for those who follow Christ。
咁啊！耶稣喺呢度透过啊矫正我哋。告诉我们听我们需要来到去在我们的收入里面来到去十一的奉献因为这个是作为一个基督徒最基本要做的事情
Some might argue that we don't live under Old Testament regulations we don't need to tithe
那么或者我们依然会有拗叫说我们已经是不在教育的时代我们不是在教育的律法底下所以我们不需要理会这个十一奉献
But the reason that I've been stressing giving a tithe is because it is the starting place for giving for the Christian.
我即係集中喺呢個十一奉獻咧，係因為作為一個基督徒第一步嘅做即係奉獻開始。
We can give a tithe and we can give even more.
我哋當然可以做十一奉獻，甚至乎更加多嘅事情。
We can give generously to benefit others.
我哋可以嚟到去好大方嘅奉献，嚟到去祝福他人。
We can give because we have received.
我哋能够俾，因为我哋从神所领受嘅。
Think about it.
谂一谂。
Our model for giving is our Lord Jesus Christ.
我哋奉献嘅嗰个嘅模范系耶稣嘅自己。
He gave up everything, including his life, to give us life.
耶稣他放低一切，包括他自己的生命，因而让我们得着生命。
He gave up his riches in heaven so that we could have riches of the fellowship with God in heaven.
咁啊，他放低同神响天上嘅嗰种嘅丰富，因而我们能够得着同神团契嘅丰富。
He came to give his life away to benefit others because he trusted God to do what's right.
咁啊，佢嚟到去奉献佢自己嘅生命嚟到去祝福家人，因为佢相信神而做出啱嘅事情。
And God the Father vindicated the Son by raising him from the dead.
咁啊，神亦都证明咗呢样嘅嘢，透过将佢从死里复活。
And if Jesus gave up all for us, how can we not live?Like Christ and give up at least 10% of our income for the benefit of others.
如果耶稣佢完全嘅奉献出，为咗我哋完全嘅奉献出嚟，我哋点能够唔好似耶稣一样起码嚟到去奉献十分之一嚟到去祝福他人
？And may Jesus grant us sight in this area of our blindness.
咁啊，愿耶稣基督帮助我哋，让我哋响十一奉献呢度能够睇清我哋俾嘅原因。
And finally, in verses 25 to 28, Jesus corrects one more area of blindness.
咁啊，最后响23节到28节，耶稣佢最后矫正一个嘅盲点。
Jesus uses a couple metaphors to show that the Pharisees were blind to who they were.
咁啊，耶稣透过几个嘅比喻例子嚟到去讲出呢啲法利赛人佢哋有盲点嘅地方。
That they cared more about their reputation than they cared about their character.
佢哋啊呢啲啊耶稣指出呢啲嘅法利赛人，佢哋重视佢哋自己嘅声誉多过佢哋自己嘅品格。
Outwardly they looked good to others, but inwardly they were filled with greed, self-indulgence, uncleanness.
在外面的时候，他们是人模人样，但在入边内心的时候，他们很贪婪，他们很放荡。
Can the same be said of us?
我们会不会是同样的情况？
Do you care more about who you are than or how you look than about who you are?
我们会不会是也都是更注重我们在人的面前是怎么样？多过我们真实是怎么样？
One area to apply this is, in fact, the building project.
其中一方面我们能够看到的就是那个重建那个的基金。
CBCGL is doing a building project, a pretty major one.
我们教会就是有一个重建计划，就是非常之大的，重要的。
And the building project, we've invested a lot of work in terms of how it looks, and it's more than cosmetic. We do need to fix problems.
咁啊，我哋用咗好多嘅时间、好多嘅功夫嚟到去讨论、商量到底呢间建筑物嗰个外形系点样样。
But we are still talking about a building.
但系我哋依然都系讲紧系建筑物。
If we have the problem that the Pharisees had, we might be more concerned with the building project than we are concerned about the people in the building.
咁啊，如果我哋作为基督徒，我哋好似法利赛人有呢各种嘅问题嘅时候，我哋依然系好多嘅功夫系摆喺建筑物上面，咁亦都或者系睇出嚟我哋注重建筑物多过响建筑物入边嘅人。
For example, which concerns you more, having enough money to finish the building project, or making sure that we maintain unity and love while this building project takes place?
咁啊，我哋更加关注嘅系乜嘢？是有足够的金钱来到去完成这个的重建呢，定是说在弟兄姊妹之间我们保持那个的合一，那个的爱。
I would argue that if we put as much effort into building up a likeness to Jesus as we put into this building project, then we would see our church grow exponentially.
如果我们是用同样的时间来注重弟兄姊妹属灵的成长，好像我们摆的时间心去在这个建筑物里面的时候，我深信我们教会的增长会是倍增。
As we display encouragement and kindness and generosity which goes above the tithe, forbearance and love, the building project will be taken care of.
因为如果我们是一个忠心的仆人的时候，我们愿意在各方面来到去顺服神的带领的时候，我们会有足够的各方面的需要 的资源。
We have more than enough money for the work to be done.
咁我哋所有嘅资源系比我哋所实际需要嘅更加多。
We have hearts that are filled with joy and generosity towards our brothers and sisters in Christ who have moved into our building.
咁如果我哋对待其他弟兄姊妹都系好有爱心，我哋一齐嚟到去共用呢一个嘅建筑物嘅时候。
But if we're so concerned about the building that we become embittered or unkind, stingy, self-focused, then all that we're doing is washing the outside, making it look nice. Inwardly, we're full of death.
如果我们一直都是讲紧我们怎样保持我们自己那个空间的时候，来到去争取一些资源的时候，那我们就好像这些法利赛人，因为我们不断地来到去洗清、洗干净出边。
To be clear, the building project is important.
必须要厘清的就是重建这个计划是非常重要。
But it's not the reason why the church exists.
但是我们重建这个的建筑物不是我们存在的目的。
The people are the church, not the building.
那是我们弟兄姊妹是那个教会，而不是建筑是那个的教会。
We the people who are inside the building matter more than the building itself.
那在这个建筑物里面的人是重要过建筑物本身。
May Jesus cure us of this kind of blindness.
愿耶稣基督帮助我们，让我们真的看得见这个的事实。
But this tendency to be concerned for reputation against character also affects us individually.
如果我们只是很关注我们的面子而忽略了我们自己的品格的时候，也都影响我们每一个人。
For example, we cannot keep playing religious games.
好似我哋唔能够系不断嘅嚟到去重复嘅呢一个宗教嘅仪式。
You can fool others by your behavior at church, but you cannot fool God.
你可以嚟到去呃到人哋啊，透过你喺教会入边嘅行为举止，但系你系只系喺呢度几个钟头、一个星期而已。
Are you aiming at simply making sure that other people know that you're a good person, that you have saved faith?
咁你系咪净系嚟到集中关注点样样啊，保证人哋知道你系一个嘅好人嚟到去等你有面
？What matters more?
到底乜嘢更加重要
？Saving face or being saved by Christ？
到底系嚟到去啊有面子，定系有救恩
？Put it differently, do you belong to Christ？
咁啊，另外一个角度嚟到去睇就系我哋系唔系属于基督
？The reason I ask these questions is because they are of eternal importance。
我问呢一个问题，因为系非常即系永恒性嘅重要。
It is far better to trust Christ and be a wreck than it is to have it all together and fake our Christianity.
咁系非常之系重要，我哋系嚟到去相信基督，而系受伤多过就系话我哋啊大家以嚟到去有一个嘅合一嚟到去啊大家以表达我哋嘅信仰。
So which do you desire more, to appear to be Christian or to actually be Christian?
到底你系追求边样更加多？即系表面上睇起嚟似基督徒，定系话成为一个真实耶稣嘅跟从者
？May Jesus grant us sight in this area of our blindness.
亦都愿耶稣基督帮助我哋睇见呢一个嘅事实同埋分别。
Thankfully, Jesus does help us to see where we've been blind.
咁啊，我哋感谢神，耶稣一路都帮助我哋。
We have been blind in the way we speak, thinking that we can prove sincerity by using an oath or by swearing.
我哋之前系有个嘅盲点，就系我哋说话上边，我哋以为我哋需要嚟到去发誓，嚟到去证明我哋嗰个嘅真诚。
We've been blind to why we give, thinking that we don't need to tithe or missing out on more important issues of justice and mercy and faithfulness.
我哋都系曾经系有盲点，我哋唔知道点解我哋需要十一奉献。
And we've been blind regarding who we are, thinking that how we appear matters more than who we truly are.
咁我哋都曾经系有试过，就系话以为表面嗰个我哋系点样嘅人，重要过我哋真实系点样样嘅人。
The last is not just an issue that affects teenagers.
系啊，唔单单净系影响啲后生仔。
May Christ have mercy on us to correct our blindness.
咁愿神嚟到去帮助我哋，让我哋能够睇见。
May we be like Sandra Rosa, who would not give up seeking to regain her sight, so that we don't give up speaking rightly, giving rightly, and living rightly.
咁啊，愿我哋都学习嗰个头先瞎眼嘅女士一样，佢唔放弃嚟到去要再一次嘅睇见。我哋都唔好放弃嚟到去啊，响神嘅面前，响人嘅面前，系有啱嘅说话，系能够有啱嘅奉献，有啱嘅生命嘅表现。
In Jesus Christ's name be praised.
愿耶稣基督嘅名得到赞美。
Amen.